and it's good. Here's correspondent Randy Bell with a report.
When American soldiers go overseas, they sometimes face hostility and even worse from the local people. But that's not what some Mississippi National Guard soldiers are experiencing in Kosovo. The 1st Battalion, 185th Aviation Regiment, has been there on a peacekeeping mission for about 4 months now. And Staff Sergeant Stephen Andrews of Clinton says the people of Kosovo are happy the troops are there.
You're practically a celebrity in their eyes.
He says they walk up to you in the street and shake your hand, remembering it was the Americans who helped to stop the fighting in Kosovo 18 years ago. First Lieutenant Jeremiah Malberg of Saltillo says it's been interesting working with the other members of the International Peacekeeping Force.
You get to see the different tactics that they use and the different ways they go about doing things, but at the end of the day, we're here to do the same mission.
The 185th is scheduled to return home early next year. Randy Bell in Jackson.
A national campaign is rolling out to educate people about food allergy bullying. Experts say it's more common than you think in our schools. Tanya Winders, the president of the Allergy and Asthma Network, has a child with a peanut allergy. She says her daughter has been teased and even threatened by kids who've actually shoved a peanut butter sandwich in her face. Winders hopes the No Appetite for Bullying campaign will raise awareness and encourage parents and teachers to talk to kids about the seriousness of food allergies. This is USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Democratic president says he agrees with President Trump that the media is being tougher on his administration than it's been on probably any other president. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Former President Jimmy Carter says President Trump is getting tougher media treatment than any of his predecessors. Carter told the New York Times, quote, "The media have been harder on Trump than any other president," unquote. Carter added the news media think they feel free to claim Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. The former Democratic chief executive also defending Trump's style against claims that the president's style is souring relations with the rest of the world. Carter said the situation might be escalating, but he thinks it precedes Trump. Carter also countered the Democratic argument that the Russians helped President Trump win the election. He said Americans just didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Tax reform on the agenda when President Trump meets with Senate Republicans today. Trump will be at the weekly GOP caucus luncheon at the Capitol. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Today will be day two in the trial of an illegal immigrant accused of killing a San Francisco woman. The lawyer for Jose Zarate telling reporters yesterday the Mexican had no idea that a gun was wrapped in a T-shirt before the shooting of Kate Steinle.
If he didn't know that the object he touched had a gun in it, then he does not bear criminal responsibility.
Prosecutors say that gun is a high-quality weapon which isn't meant to accidentally go off. The gun belonged to a Bureau of Land Management ranger who claims it had been stolen shortly before the shooting. Zarate is not considered a suspect in the theft of the gun. The average American owes about $63,000. That's from a new survey done by Go Banking Rates, which averaged out how much Americans say they owe in mortgage, credit card, student loan, auto loan, and medical debt. At least half of all Americans have credit card debt. 65% say they owe money on their mortgage. And residents of Hawaii, well, they say they owe the most, an average of over $900,000. Hawaii's also ranked number one in overall mortgage debt, and it's tied with Maine for the highest amount owed in credit card debt. And when the L.A. Dodgers and Houston Astros take the field later today, it could be the hottest World Series game ever. Game time forecast at 5 p.m. at Dodgers Stadium, expected to be around 96 degrees. An excessive heat warning will be posted. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 69 degrees, overcast skies in Flemington. We got rain that will continue through the most of the afternoon. We have a wind advisory in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. Winds gusting up to 10 to 20 miles an hour, up to 45 miles an hour. Timing, strongest winds could occur between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. Today is Tuesday. It is October 24th. Thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe. A high of 71. Winds 5 south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 50 tonight. Winds light and variable. Sunny and a few afternoon clouds and 66 tomorrow. 5 to 10 mile an hour west winds. Thursday, cloudy skies and partly cloudy in the afternoon. 59. Sunny and 65 on Friday, partly cloudy and 68 on Saturday, periods of rain and 64 on Sunday, rainfall around a half an inch. Temperatures in our area.
Democratic president says he agrees with President Trump that the media is being tougher on his administration than it's been on probably any other president. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Former President Jimmy Carter says President Trump is getting tougher media treatment than any of his predecessors. Carter told the New York Times, quote, "The media have been harder on Trump than any other president," unquote. Carter added the news media think they feel free to claim Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. The former Democratic chief executive also defending Trump's style against claims that the president's style is souring relations with the rest of the world. Carter said the situation might be escalating, but he thinks it precedes Trump. Carter also countered the Democratic argument that the Russians helped President Trump win the election. He said Americans just didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Tax reform on the agenda when President Trump meets with Senate Republicans today. Trump will be at the weekly GOP caucus luncheon at the Capitol. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Today will be day two in the trial of an illegal immigrant accused of killing a San Francisco woman. The lawyer for Jose Zarate telling reporters yesterday the Mexican had no idea that a gun was wrapped in a T-shirt before the shooting of Kate Steinle.
If he didn't know that the object he touched had a gun in it, then he does not bear criminal responsibility.
Prosecutors say that gun is a high-quality weapon which isn't meant to accidentally go off. The gun belonged to a Bureau of Land Management ranger who claims it had been stolen shortly before the shooting. Zarate is not considered a suspect in the theft of the gun. The average American owes about $63,000. That's from a new survey done by Go Banking Rates, which averaged out how much Americans say they owe in mortgage, credit card, student loan, auto loan, and medical debt. At least half of all Americans have credit card debt. 65% say they owe money on their mortgage. And residents of Hawaii, well, they say they owe the most, an average of over $900,000. Hawaii is also ranked number one in overall mortgage debt, and it's tied with Maine for the highest amount owed in credit card debt. And when the L.A. Dodgers and Houston Astros take the field later today, it could be the hottest World Series game ever. Game time forecast at 5 p.m. at Dodgers Stadium, expected to be around 96 degrees. An excessive heat warning will be posted. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 69 degrees, overcast skies in Flemington. We got rain that will continue through the most of the afternoon. We have a wind advisory in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. Winds gusting up to 10 to 20 miles an hour, up to 45 miles an hour. Timing, strongest winds could occur between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. Today is Tuesday. It is October 24th. Thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe. A high of 71. Winds 5 south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 50 tonight. Winds light and variable. Sunny and a few afternoon clouds and 66 tomorrow. 5 to 10 mile an hour west winds. Thursday, cloudy skies, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, 59. Sunny and 65 on Friday. Partly cloudy and 68 on Saturday. Periods of rain and 64 on Sunday. Rainfall around a half an inch. Temperatures in our area. It's 69 in Raritan, 67 in Kingwood, 69 in Frenchtown, 69 in Pittstown, 69 in Asbury, 66 in Tewksbury, 68 in Lebanon, 70 in White House. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
But night fame.
Good morning, Hunter and Bixie here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Unitel of the famous Lindbergh trial, and the Black River and Western Railroad, if you want to throw the train theme in there. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is James Brown, a little night train this morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Sorry I was out yesterday. Had to take care of some personal biz. You know how it is. But hopefully you enjoyed some of the interviews that I played there. A little best of. Well, let's see what's going on. It's Tuesday, it's raining, it's windy, it's crazy, it's thunderstorms. It's October 24th. What the heck is going on? I can't remember the last time anybody went trick-or-treating without a jacket. I know what happened. It wasn't too long ago either, but I know what happened. And I also know so many other ones a few years ago now. It's not like yesterday or last year. Hurricane Irene, Superstorm Sandy, all that came during this time, and we had snow and ice. So, what a crazy weather patterns we get around here. It is time to check traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. HART2.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts that I get via email. You can pick the roads you want. Local, county, state, and interstate roads. And if you did that, you would have learned that at 7:50 this morning, 202 northbound Case Boulevard, Flemington, delays due to a motor vehicle accident. And over at 78 Lebanon, congestion due to a usual volume. It's got down to usual volume now. Over on, it's not on part of Briny Locks or part of HERT, but on our way over here by Bartle's Corner, there was a bunch of boxes and garbage all over the street. And I marveled at how everybody just wanted to go around it. There were empty boxes, ladies and gentlemen. Empty boxes. Now, I know you might not know what is in the actual boxes, but you could get out and kick them over to the side, don't you think? My goodness. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntChamber.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. I have Stephanie Stevens on at 8:40. And we'll talk about history with Stephanie and investment update with Michelle. And then because I was out yesterday, we're going to bring in Al War at 9:15. So we'll get in three for the price of one today. So we'll talk about whatever Al War does with his businesses that he chats with as part of writing his column for the Hunterdon County Democrat. at 10 o'clock. I'm still here doing Tech Today, where I'm going to talk about all the technology news, latest advice, buying for hardware and software. All your questions, we'll get all that answered from 10 to 11, all about technology. At 11 o'clock, it's a rewind of Good Morning Hunterdon's Best Of. La Salud Mental Importa is on from noon to 1. That's Lauren Feliciano. She does her show and talking about brain injury, brain illness, and all the support that you need for you as a patient and your support network. But she also does it. She's one of our most technologically savvy hosts. She does it via the radio, but she also does Facebook Live, and she's got a tremendous following. So if you are Spanish-speaking and need some information about how to take care of your folks' support network for anybody that has brain injury or brain illness, well, listen in to La Salud Mental Importa with Lauren Feliciano. From 1 to 3... it's Front Lines of Freedom, where Colonel Danny Gillum and his brigade come on and do everything about military and veterans. So they talk all about the news, latest information. They sit there and pound the desk about the Navy, Army, Air Force, football teams. So lots of great things to learn about and interact with, and I'm sure, unfortunately or fortunately, they're talking about the latest unfortunate that happened in Niger. So they'll talk all about that, I'm sure, as well. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is on, and she helps people overcome business challenges with her coaching experience, helping businesses. Joe Peters is on with Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus. Joe brings on some great guests to teach you about the economy and all the things that are happening in real estate. And then we finish up the day with a little music on the way out, and that's Randazzler's Musical Journey. Greg Randazzo plays 50s through 90s as a theme for the day, and he brings all that to you on your commute home from 5 to 6. That is the entire Hunt Shimmer.com lineup. It's all there on the Hunt Shimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back. I don't think Greg's playing this one.
Atlanta, Georgia. Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's Oliver helping me with BrainLikes.com celebration services for the month weekend day. It is Vegetarian Month, Talk About Medicines Month, Tackling Hunger Month, Squirrel Awareness Month, Spinach Lovers Month, Self Promotion Month, Sausage Month. There's three food related celebrations right there. Right Brainers Rule Month, Rett Syndrome Awareness Month, Raptor Month, Positive Attack Month, Positive Attitude Month, Polish American Heritage Month, Pizza Month, that's four. Photographer Appreciation Month, Organize Your Medical Information Month, National Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Month, National Work and Family Month, National Window Covering Safety Month, National Toilet Tank Repair Month, National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, National Stop Bullying Month, National Stamp Collecting Month, National Spina Bifida Awareness Month, and National Seafood Month. That's five. For the week, ton of them, unbelievable. It's World Origami Days, Prescription Errors Education Awareness Week, Disarmament Week, Rodent Awareness Week, Pro Bono Week, Pastoral Care Week, National Respiratory Care Week, National Massage Therapy Week, National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, National Teen Drivers Safety Week, National Save for Retirement Week, National Pharmacy Week, National Friends of Libraries Week, National Forest Products Week, National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week, National Chemistry Week, National Character Counts Week, Kids Care Week, Freedom of Speech Week, Freedom from Bullies Week, Invictus Games, Food and Drug Interactive and Awareness Week. And for today, it is United Nations Day, it's World Development Information Day, and it's Food Day. Don't get more generic than that. Food. Celebration of food. Celebration of Services for the month, week, and day from BrandonLox.com and the cast of Oliver. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. From Union Township, Craig Turpin reports that funds being raised to help fire department get a new canine. Published on the 23rd, it says that Pattenburg Volunteer Fire Company is raising money to welcome a new tracking dog to its canine unit. The department's dog, Timmy, recently passed away after being diagnosed with cancer. The department's other dog, Bandy, also passed away from an illness, and their deaths ended a canine unit that had been active since 2009. Both dogs were 11 when they died. The department is holding a fundraiser dinner and a comedy show at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, 88 Route 173, from 6 to 10 p.m. on Friday. Organizers will also hold a live silent auction during the evening. The new dog's name is Nash, a 3-year-old German Shepherd. He is already a trained tracking and search dog and holds multiple certification titles, according to the department. Nash will be purchased from Professional Canine Center in Frenchtown. The center's owner, Andres Arportella, also trained Bandy and Timmy. Since starting their canine unit in 2009, Pattenberg Fire's canine unit has found multiple missing persons and animals. In 2014, they helped Frenchtown police locate a missing suicidal man, and both dogs gained worldwide attention to their efforts in searching for Sully, a missing tortoise. They provided this service to multiple townships and counties at no charge in a canine unit run by volunteers. Tickets are $60 in advance purchase or $70 at the door. For the further information about the fundraiser, contact Fire Chief Dan Van Fossen at 908-930-2558. Tickets can also be purchased online All right, we'll get that for you in a little bit. We're having a little technical difficulties, so we'll figure that out. But nonetheless, just an opportunity, a great opportunity to enjoy a night out, but also helping our local canine units, our local fire department, to achieve what they need to do. There we go. We got it now. Facebook.com. Events, fall fundraiser at the Huntington Hills. What's the Facebook page? Pattenberg Volunteer Fire Company K9 Fundraiser on October 27th. So go into a little search in Facebook about that. Pattenberg Volunteer Fire Company Facebook page. There you go. All right, so enjoy yourself and please help out. It's obviously a very valid cause. That's a little vitamin C. All right, we're going to take a quick break now and get Michelle Heidi on because I got a very good, neat story that I got to do with Stephanie Stevens, and don't want to run out of time with that. So we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington, and we'll get the celebrity birthdays on in just a little bit. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonBurrito.com.
A pretty tough firefight.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says the military owes Americans quick and accurate information about what happened recently when four American soldiers were killed in an ambush in Niger by a terrorist group with ties to ISIS. Dunford laying out some of the details at a Pentagon briefing yesterday.
Three U.S. soldiers who were killed in action were evacuated on the evening of 4 October. On the evening of 6 October, Sergeant Johnson's body was found.
But in the face of reporters' questions, the general was unable to provide all of the answers, but says they will be provided as soon as the Pentagon's confident about all of the facts.
And we owe the American people an explanation of what their men and women were doing.
Army deserter Bo Bergdahl's sentencing's been put off for a couple of days, the court recessing until tomorrow morning after the defense filed a motion to dismiss the case. This is USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Hi, you lost?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
that was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
All right, we reached out to Michelle, and I didn't get a ring back, so she might be busy, or I might have caught her a little earlier than expected. So let's see what's going on. The market's down 54 points yesterday, the Dow, 42 for the NASDAQ, and 10 for the S&P. General Electric was down 6.34%. Commodities. Oil was up to $52.19. The yen is up 42 cents. The euro up 9 cents. And gold have fell a quarter of a point. World markets. Japan Nikkei was up 0.5%. London flat. Hang Seng down 0.5%. And Germany up a third. Big movers yesterday. We had Seagate 12.62%. Wow. VF Corp up 5.45, DaVita up 2.78, Qualcomm up 2.63, and Advanced Micro up 2.10. So technology continues a climb higher. Arconic was down 10.38%. Hasbro, wow, down 8.6%. General Electric down 6.34. Baker Hughes and a GE company down 5.35. Chesapeake down 5. We already talked about oil, gas at $2.97 fell 0.75%. Gold fell 0.25% down to $1,277. Silver, $17.02 down a third. And corn is at $3.50. Over the last 3 months, communications down 1.42%. Consumer non-durables down 2.33%. And energy minerals down 3.52%. Health services up 6.23%, technology services 6.17%, electronic technology 5.19%, retail trade up 5.3%, finance up 4.13%, utilities even up 2.12%. So you could have made a nice dividend play plus a little growth there at the same time. What's going on in the markets news today that we need to follow? Well, let's see. News today that is happening. We have fast food earnings, yummy earnings day on Wall Street. McDonald's reports third quarter today, opening bid. It's a different story for Chipotle that is reports after the open. Its shares are down 15% in 2017. Chain has been struggling to win back customers following an E. coli and neurovirus outbreaks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average snapped its impressive six-day run of records. On Monday, the index closed 0.2% lower. The S&P shed 0.4. Trump says he will announce his choice for Federal Reserve Chair very soon. Trump must decide whether to stick with current Fed boss Janet Yellen or put his own stamp on the central bank. Stanford University economist John Taylor and Fed Governor Jerome Powell are both in the running. UK Chancellor Philip Hammond is set to be questioned in Parliament at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Brexit and the country's upcoming budget are bound to be on the agenda. Britain and the European Union have made little progress in Brexit negotiations, and businesses are getting nervous. Well, you shouldn't have voted. If you didn't know what the outcome was going to be, guys. European markets opened mixed. Japan's Nikkei hit another record high. That's pretty impressive. Japan was in doldrums for years. Whirlpool Company was down sharply in extended trading after the company cut its earnings guidance. 3M, Caterpillar, Eli Lilly, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, Infosys, JetBlue, Lockheed, Sherwin-Williams, and TD Ameritrade plan to release earnings before the bell. AT&T, Express Scripts, iRobot, Regal Technology, Regal Entertainment, Texas Instruments will follow after the close. UniCredit, Italy's biggest bank for assets, was forced to release its preliminary earnings 2 weeks ahead of schedule after some of the data leaked early. The bank's stock was trading 0.4% lower in Milan. Wednesday is Coca-Cola, Walgreens, Boeing, and Visa earnings. ECNY Luncheon with Wilbur Ross. Mattel, Twitter, Alphabet, Microsoft, Intel, Comcast, Ford, Southwest, American Airlines, Hershey, Xerox, and Amazon are all releasing on Thursday. Exxon, Chevron, Merck all releasing on Friday, along with GDP third quarter estimates. Pre-market, so far the S&P is up 3, NASDAQ is up 8, and the Dow is up 121 pre-market. So it might get back everything it lost and more. Caterpillar is up 6.13%. Corning is up 3.4%. Hess is up 1.6%. Deere and Company is up 1.5%. Align Technology at 1.38%. Whirlpool is down 9%. Interpublic Group is down 7.17%. AbbVie is down 1.6%. Biogen is down 1.38%. And General Electric is down 0.4%. And finally, bonds. The bond yield for 10-year Treasury is flat, and the 30-year Treasury is flat. So no price change either way. Ironically, the 3-month Treasury has fallen. The yield has fallen, so the prices of bonds have gone up, which means there's a little bit of a hedge, or there was a little bit of a hedge based on yesterday's snap, but all of a sudden it's going away because the markets all of a sudden are going higher. That's the investment update. We'll get Michelle Hardy back on tomorrow. I had to start early with her, and I might have caught her off guard, or she might have had something to come up. So we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes. We got Stephanie Stevens on our way, and we'll talk with her about a Revolutionary War POW. You'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio's Good Morning Hunterdon Show. We have Stephanie Stevens on, our county historian, giving us insight into Hunterdon County history over every 2 weeks. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good morning there, Chris. What's up with you?
We're doing pretty good here. So we enjoy having our conversations with you, and I hear you're going to talk to us about something that's pretty timely this week.
Yes, this is interesting. This county is just so full of history. It's amazing when you think about it, what we have in Hunterdon County that most people don't know, but you know what? I'm bound and determined they're going to learn it somehow or another.
And that's why we like to have you on every 2 weeks to broadcast it to as many people as we possibly can. So thank you for doing that.
Well, today's little talk is about 1776.
I know that year.
1776, as you know, was the beginning of the war in New Jersey, really. It was by 1776 we were fully engaged in changing our way of life in this country.
Yep.
Okay, we also had, do you know who the first prisoners of war were in this country?
I do not.
Well, they happened right here in Hunterdon County. There were two of them. One was named John Penn. He was the royal governor of Pennsylvania. Remember in those days we had a royal governor because the governor would have been appointed by the king?
Right, right.
Thus the royal governor. John Penn.
Now, you just threw me for a curveball because I was under the impression we named Pennsylvania after William Penn.
It was. John Penn was the royal governor.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, all right. Now, we have another friend, good friend of his, and the second person who was... of course, a prisoner, what I call a prisoner of war. I don't think people refer to him one, but they certainly were. His name was Benjamin Chew, and he was the Chief Justice of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay, the war broke out, and these two men, of course, were in Philadelphia, which was the place to be at that time because that was really a bustling a city, not bustling like we know it today, but bustling city, and a very important place. And so the Patriots snatched the royal governor, John Penn, along with the Chief Justice, Benjamin Chew, and they took them all the way up to Allen and Turner's place of business, which is in Highbridge today. Now, Allen and Turner had the ironworks up there, if you'll recall.
Right.
And it's certainly Highbridge. I mean, Highbridge is pretty far away from every place today, but it was really remote at that time.
Sure.
But it was well known throughout the colonies for the ironworks, which had commenced in 1740, this land was purchased by two men named William Allen and John Turner. Mm-hmm. They owned the ironworks. And they employed, interestingly enough, along the line up there in the ironworks were employed 17 slaves to work. They had bloomery kinds of furnaces at that time. Very interesting. And the iron, just, of course, there's lots of limestone up there.
Right.
In the upper part of the county, we find limestone as a base. And wherever you have limestone, you have iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were mines all over up there into the Highbridge area and which was Lebanon Township at that time. So here we have these two very important persons, and they are brought up to Highbridge. And they're established in a nice little house, which they found that was so remote and so, so, oh, my goodness, just there was nothing but trees and iron mines around. And they named that house, because it was so remote, they named it Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day to this, the house is still Solitude. And, it, of course, the house today has had several additions on it. So the original house is in there someplace.
Okay.
But we've several additions. Nevertheless, it's known as Solitude because of these two very, very important prisoners of war.
Hmm.
Now, they were gentlemen. After all, he was the royal governor.
Right.
And the chief justice. So they were gentlemen. And gentlemen had certain privileges at that time that ordinary folk, farmers, did not. They brought along with them some servants to attend to their needs, because after all, they had come from Philadelphia, where all the important things in this colony, colonies were happening with Philadelphia. So they brought along some servants. They also needed to be entertained, because, I mean, what were you going to do out there in the middle of the woods? And so a fiddler, was an Italian fiddler, if I recall, was allowed to come along with them. Can you imagine all this?
Prisoner, it's not worth it, having those prisoners. They're too much money. Too expensive.
Well, it was just, you know, here they were, and they were guarded constantly by patriot soldiers.
Yep.
And that. So, also, the fact, indeed, that they needed to socialize a bit, because Philadelphia had been a very, very social place. They needed to socialize a bit, so they were allowed to roam within 6 miles of Solitude.
Okay.
Because it was known, I mean, they were gentlemen, and a man's word was his word,
mm-hmm.
particularly a gentleman. And so for 6 miles, they could roam around the countryside. Now, not too far away lived James Parker. Remember, we just talked about James Parker,
yep,
the very wealthy man over there by Pittstown, who had to quarter the soldiers
right.
for the Convention Army.
Right.
Well, James Parker, of course, was a wealthy man and a gentleman also. And so, the royal governor, John Penn, and the Chief Justice, Benjamin Chu, would have dinner from time to time with James Parker and his wife. And
wow.
So they would get a carriage. There would be a carriage sent for them, and they would come to dinner. Nevertheless, they were prisoners.
That's a completely different definition of prisoners than I'm thinking here, but nonetheless.
Than the usual, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were gentlemen, remember, and
yes,
that was a different kind of prisoner. I mean, ordinary American soldiers or British soldiers would just be stuck out in some god-awful place like a ship out in the bay or something like that. And you know, they were treated in a very unhealthy and very nice way. They were not treated well.
Right.
These men, of course, were gentlemen.
Yep.
And so for a year, they were up, these two men, the royal governor and the the chief justice were kept up and housed up in Solitude by the iron mines.
Mm-hmm.
For a year, and then they eventually were exchanged.
So, So let me ask you a question, Stephanie. Aside from the obvious that Philadelphia was our colonial capital at that time,
right.
why were these two the first two that they grabbed?
Well, probably because they were very important, mm-hmm. and probably they were able to get them.
Okay.
So, I mean, who else would you think about it? Who else would be higher ranking than these two?
Well, I guess that's part of my question. I'm not familiar with whether there was a pecking order between the royal governors of any of the other colonies.
Well, the royal governor of the colony of New Jersey was Benjamin Franklin's son.
Okay.
Remember? And he was snatched and he was, he was disgraced, of course,
mm-hmm.
but he was the royal governor
right.
of New Jersey.
Okay.
They took him and put him in prison.
Oh, okay. He wasn't a gentleman.
No, he was a gentleman.
Oh, okay. Well, they put him in prison. He didn't get the solitude.
But he ended up being in prison. And he and his father never reconciled.
Oh.
He was Benjamin Franklin's illegitimate son.
Mm-hmm. But what about, like, New York or Virginia or one of the royal governors in those areas? Why weren't they...
I'm trying to think who was the royal governor in New York.
I guess I'm just curious as to whether there was a strategy to this or it was just convenience, happenstance.
Yeah. I think they hung on as long as they could, and then the royal governors went back to Europe.
Sure.
Eventually, because they didn't stick around. They were... in a situation, they're between a rock and a hard place when you mm-hmm. come right down to it.
Because you go down to Williamsburg, you go to the area there, they have the governor's mansion right there in Williamsburg.
Oh, well, that was Williamsburg. I mean, that was,
yeah.
Yes, but that was the capital of Virginia.
Right.
And that was earlier.
Right. So it's okay. I'm sorry, I diverted you, but I was just curious.
You didn't divert me at that. I read, as I said another time to you, that we in the Hunterdon County Historical Society own a copy of James Parker's diary.
Oh, right.
And he, of course, as I said, had been.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The questions include, did the mission of U.S. forces change during the operation? Did our forces have adequate intelligence, equipment, and training? Was our pre-mission assessment of the threat in the area accurate?
Marine General Joe Dunsford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talking to reporters at the Pentagon about the mission in Niger that left 4 American soldiers dead. He was outlining some of the things the investigation will be trying to find.
How did U.S. forces become separated during the engagement, specifically Sergeant Johnson? And why did it take time to find and recover Sergeant Johnson?
The Obama administration's deals with Russia over uranium being investigated by Congress. Here's Representative Peter King.
Myself and 3 other ranking members sent a letter to the Treasury Department raising very, very real concerns about why we would allow a Russian-owned company to get access to 20% of America's uranium supply.
This is USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Leaders across Asia meeting about North Korea. Here's Bill Zinfer.
North Korea was at the top of the agenda for the meetings, with the defense ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and eight other countries agreeing to strictly implement the latest U.N. sanctions as a way to curtail North Korea's accelerated nuclear program. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis was among those in attendance.
Day two of the trial involving an illegal immigrant accused of second-degree murder in the shooting of an American citizen is underway today. The attorney for Jose Zarate told reporters yesterday the Mexican national had no idea that a gun wrapped in a T-shirt he picked up would go off. Prosecutors say the gun is a high-quality weapon, which would not go accidentally off. The gun belonged to a Bureau of Land Management ranger who says it was stolen shortly before the shooting on Pier 14. Zarate is not suspected of stealing the gun. For more of the latest news, join us online at usaradio.com.
From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan